was if you're going to do it. So.
Burmese refugee Ma Zin settled in the town of Fort Wayne, Indiana in 2004, after years fleeing from Myanmar's oppressive ruling military junta. 12 years later, she's still working on her English skills, but that hasn't stopped her from becoming a U.S. citizen, a responsibility she cherishes.
Because we've become a citizen of America, it is important that we select a president, because as a citizen, we would like to know what a president can do for us.
The 2016 U.S. presidential election is Zin's first experience participating in a democratic process to choose a leader, a path she is on at the same time democratic reforms are taking hold in her home country of Myanmar. The two are not unrelated to Zin.
Hillary Clinton and Daw Aung San Suu Kyi both have a relationship for changing and bringing Burma's democratization. That is one of the reasons why I would like to see Hillary become president.
While Zin waits to cast her first ballot, this isn't her first opportunity to participate in a U.S. election. Although eligible since 2008, she did not register to vote in the last two presidential elections, overwhelmed by the language barrier and the process.
There's not enough information out there that people don't know how to navigate that system.
Christina Tendia is a community organizer for Asian Americans Advancing Justice, a nonprofit group committed to empowering Asian Americans. She says one way to help new potential voters, particularly in the neighboring state of Illinois, is automatic voter registration, coupled with applying for a driver's license or ID card.
Which would basically automatically register people who are eligible to vote when they interact with the Secretary of State or the DMV.
Asian Americans represent the fastest growing immigrant population in the United States.
We are actually the fastest growing ethnic community in this country.
And have reached numbers Tendia says can increasingly influence the outcome of not just national, but local elections too.
These elections could be won on 100 or a couple hundred votes, which is really incredible and an opportunity for our community to make a difference.
Ma Zin still needs to register to vote for this year's presidential election in November. In the large Burmese community in Fort Wayne where she lives, there is widespread support for Burmese leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Zin is proud that a woman has such a prominent leadership role in her home country and wants to be a part of such a moment in her new country.
We are so proud of it. Now America hopefully will have a woman president.
Hillary Clinton is on track to make history as the first female presidential candidate of a major party. And thanks to voters like Ma Zin, could also be on her way to an historic election night this November. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.